This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Larry Kinman et al., appellants v. Christopher Donahue, respondent, decided July 1st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Larry Kinman et al., no, ED113380, appellants, appeal from the Circuit Court of Knox County, versus Cause number 23KN CC00780. Christopher Donahue, Honorable Corey R. Moon, respondent. Filed July 1st, 2025. Larry and Stacy Kinman, grandparents, appeal the circuit court's judgment setting aside the default judgment against Christopher Donahue, father, sustaining father's motion for a change of judge, and dismissing the underlying petition. Grandparents argue that the motion for change of judge should have been overruled because a motion to set aside a default judgment is not an independent action, and therefore, the motion for change of judge was untimely. Because a motion to set aside a default judgment is an independent action, the circuit court properly granted the change of judge. The judgment is affirmed. Background. In July 2018, an Iowa court dissolved Ashley Donahue, mother, and father's marriage. The court awarded mother custody of their minor child. Despite the Iowa dissolution, child resided with grandparents in Missouri since May 2017. 2. In November 2023, grandparents filed a petition in the Circuit Court of Knox County, Missouri, to intervene as third-party custodians and to be granted custody of child. Father did not answer or otherwise respond to grandparents' petition. Grandparents then filed a motion to transfer jurisdiction over child from Iowa to Missouri, which the circuit court granted. In April 2024, the circuit court entered a default judgment, sustaining grandparents' motion to modify child's custody after father failed to appear. In August 2024, father requested to take child on vacation and grandparents agreed. Grandparents believed father would return child to them. Instead, father took child to Iowa and informed grandparents that child would remain with him there. On August 19, 2024, grandparents filed a motion for family access in the Circuit Court of Knox County. On September 6, 2024, father filed a motion for change of judge, a motion to set aside the prior default judgment, and a motion to dismiss. The Circuit Court sustained the motion for change of judge. The new judge entered a judgment, setting aside the default judgment and dismissing the case. Grandparents appeal, one claiming the circuit court erred by granting father's motion for a change of judge. One, a notice of appeal must be filed within 10 days after the judgment being appealed from becomes final. Rule 8104A. Grandparents' notice of appeal was filed on February 28, 2025. And indicated they were appealing from the judgment decree order entered on February 25th, 2025, and they attached the relevant docket sheets to their notice of appeal. On March 17th, 2025, this court issued an order to show cause as to why this appeal should not be dismissed for lack of a final appealable judgment, because the docket entry was not denominated as a judgment, nor signed by a judge as required by Rule 74.01A. The Circuit Court issued its signed judgment on March 17, 2025. Grandparents' notice of appeal was premature. However, in any case in which a notice of appeal has been filed prematurely, such notice shall be considered as filed immediately after the time the judgment becomes final for the purpose of appeal. Rule 81.05B. Grandparents do not appeal the substantive reasons underlying the Circuit Court's grant of the motion to dismiss. 3. Analysis standard of review. This court reviews a motion for change of judge de novo. Intenors of KAC 669 SW3D 353 354 MO-APP 2023. When there is a timely filed application for change of judge, the circuit court's authority is limited to granting the application. Fed Home Loan Mortgage Dow Corp v. Pennington Thurman 598 SW3D 901 903, MOAP 2020.1. Grandparents claim the circuit court erred in sustaining father's motion to change judge because father's motion for change of judge was untimely. They argue a motion to set aside a default judgment is not an independent civil action, triggering a right for change of judge under Rule 51.05. This argument is incorrect. Rule 51.05 permits any party to take a change of judge without need to show cause upon timely application. To be timely, the application must be filed within 60 days from service of process or 30 days from the designation of the trial judge, whichever time is longer. Rule 51.05B. Grandparents argue that because a motion to set aside a default judgment is filed under the same case number as the original action and no new process must be served, the TI